Happy Mamba Day!
Yo, happy Mamba Day!
Yeah! Welcome back to the Lockdown Podcast. I'm Meech Rose.
I'm Big Giovanni.
And we're back at it like a motherfucking crack addict. You know what's going on. So with today's podcast,
I'm gonna
give you the end. Oh.
How you guys been?
It's been a grip, hasn't it?
It's been a minute.
It's been a solid, like, 2 months.
Did you guys forget who I am? What's your name again?
My name is Meech motherfucking Rose.
I'm Big Giovanni. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? We haven't really spoken since the last podcast. It's crazy.
I took his bitch.
I fucked his sister.
For real, though,
it's just been a while.
We
kind of forget about each other sometimes. So. Yeah. But the index, you know, the table of contents, I'm going to give that to you right now. We're going to be talking about Rich Paul and that situation, even though it happened a fucking grip ago. We're going to be talking about Dwight, Team USA, Carmelo, Jaylen Brown, which is a wild thing that we don't really...
Nobody's talking about it.
Nobody's really talking about it. It's been one YouTuber that I've seen talk about it.
I haven't seen no YouTubers. Any YouTuber I follow or subscribe, they haven't talked about it.
So, and then the Cam Reddish, Zion Williamson, who's going to have the better career thing. And we're going to talk about Harden talking shit about Giannis. But before we get into any of that, bro, how you been?
I've been good. Just working, to be honest.
That's shit. You know what I'm saying?
Every day.
You know what I'm saying? So,
what you been up to?
Man, I ain't been up to nothing. Just chilling, man. You know, I've been sick these last few days, bro. I ain't going to lie to you.
I was sick, too.
Sick as a fucking dog. But, yeah, man. So, got a little... I was going to go to CMU tonight, but that, you know, just fizzled out. My fault, but whatever.
Hey, casino, though.
Yeah, we'll go to the casino. Anyway, yeah. All right, well, what do you want to open up with?
I think we should talk about Rich Paul.
All right.
Since that was...
Yeah.
I feel like we should start with the news that was kind of more later on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, so... Off the top, okay, let's give the explanation of the situation. All right, so a while ago, Rich Paul had a rookie, or had a guy that was about to go to college, a young man, probably a little bit older
than
me.
Is this,
I forgot his name. What's his name?
Are you talking about RJ? The one that's going to...
No. He had him do a goddamn... I think it's like... It might have been Jackson Hayes, but I don't think it was. I don't remember.
Because Jackson Hayes got drafted by New Orleans, right?
But it wasn't him. No, it was somebody else.
It was just a rookie.
It was a guy that was going to be going into college this year. And he convinced him not to go to college and to go do an internship, I believe, at New Balance.
That's right. I forgot.
What's his name?
I forgot who it was, but I know who you're talking about.
Sorry, so unprofessional that we don't have all of the information, but we weren't even going to go this far. I just thought it would be cool to give you all this information. Dude signed, he went and did an internship with New Balance, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't even know how to...
Whatever.
It's fine.
He went and did an internship with New Balance and instead of going to college. And so recently, the NCAA, they... put a new group of rules out, and inside of those rules, one of the rules was if you don't have a college degree, a bachelor's degree from a college, then you can't be an agent.
An agent
for a NCAA player.
Which, I was watching First Take.
Right.
Max Kellerman, he was saying we don't even need. The what's it called? NCAA.
No.
Because what do they really do? They take advantage of kids.
To be fair, the NCAA be making stars, bro. They do a lot of promotion for the NBA.
Yes, but who are they to tell somebody what they're going to do after they leave high school? Or, I mean, college. Like...
They're not going to tell anybody, but while you're in college, their rules apply.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. That shouldn't matter because they're not making money during college. It's for their future.
Yeah, it is for after college.
Yeah, so it's logically professional.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's not collegiate.
Yeah, but like I've been advocating for the NCAA just like for kids to just not go to college anymore.
And for a while. We're seeing that with RJ.
Hampton.
And then LaMelo, which everybody kind of knew he wasn't going to the
because he has his own signature shoe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, with that whole situation, I think the NCAA just... I feel like, at this point, they need to stop trying to be the strict parent and start trying to be the cool parent because they're not needed anymore. At this point, your kid is 18, you know, and there's various other options for them to do.
You know what, I guess how it was kind of created? There was, in college, back in, like, a long time ago, like, the 1900s.
Yeah.
college students that were playing football had a lot of head injuries.
Right.
So they had to create something to monitor the schools so they can have pads, they can have helmets, they can have...
I understand.
You know, that what they were doing there, that was good because they were protecting the students, right?
Right.
But now what they're doing, I feel like they kind of have too much power. Or they're trying to use, like...
They're muscling their power around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, like... There's so many other options out there for young people coming out of high school.
Trying to go
professional. They can literally just go to the G League. Like, yeah.
That's what
there's so many.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to use the G League as more of a...
As a feeding system for the NBA. Yep. Yeah, there's so many other options for you out there. And so that I feel like the NCAA is going to collapse on themselves if they keep doing what they're doing and being assholes. You know,
most likely what's going to happen is student, like the top ranked, either basketball players, football players, whatever, are just going to go to
they're just going
to
stop.
Yeah. They're just going to go to alternative leagues that can help them develop and help them get money.
and I feel like logically, if you're playing against a bunch of fucking grown ass men, I feel like that will help you get better way more than going and playing against college.
Look
students.
At Luka.
Luka. Yeah. Big Luka. Goat comes in fucking cool. A cool top 30 player in the league, walking straight into the league, you know? I still think DeAndre Ayton should have been up there for
rookie of the year. Because he had, like, what, a double?
He had a
double?
Really good year, bro. He just sucks at defense.
It's just the Suns, though.
Yeah, the Suns vortex. They fucking suck.
But, yeah, there's a bunch of league, like, okay, so not every player that plays college basketball is going to be an NBA player.
Right.
But the people that are talented, that you know, hey, this guy can actually make it.
Right.
Imagine if they get injured.
Right.
They're not going to get money. They're not...
Nothing.
They're just injured. You know what I'm saying? And their plan... I bet you their plan is to go into college and just go to the NBA. They're not even looking for education.
And then on top of that, okay, let's say that player gets injured. Now that college is revoking his scholarship.
Yep.
Now he's going to a different school. Now he can't pay to get into school anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now this kid is in a fucked up situation.
And then medical bills. Who's going to pay that? Does the school pay that?
I don't fucking think so. Yeah. I've never heard of the school paying for these people's medical bills. It's an entirely fucked up situation.
Yeah. Well, I can see where they can come in and, you know, if a school is actually abusing a kid and they're, like, taking advantage, you know, doing some shit they're not supposed to do. I can honestly see
why NCAA
why they're there. But... Everybody's getting paid under the table. We know this. Jalen Rose talks about how he and the Fab Five used to get money from Nike, from, you know, all these other things
so
they can support each other.
So, another thing, with the whole NCAA thing, I feel like the NCAA, their whole thing should be to police the colleges. Why are they policing the players? You know, like, you're putting these players into bad situations. Like, okay, these kids are getting free scholarships, right? This extra money that they're getting on the side from shoe brands and all that other shit.
People.
There's
people.
Why does that affect what goes into them as, you know, as a college player? You're not paying them. So why the fuck does it matter who does?
Because there's, like, people that bet on the games, right?
Right.
And they pay the kids so they can go to the school that they bet on. Like, that's a proven thing.
And that's another, like...
Police them.
Yeah, you know? Police that. Why can't these kids have shoe deals? Why can't these kids make money on their likenesses?
Yeah. Why their name?
Yeah, why can't these kids do any of that?
Or at least pay, like, or give them, like, 50% cut or something.
You know what? I don't want them to pay them. Like, I don't care for that. Like, that doesn't make a difference to me. Let them go out and make money off of themselves. If you pay them, you have to pay all these fucking kids.
No, I know, but I'm saying if they're selling a jersey, get them at least 50% of that, because that's their name.
Yeah, but you're making money off their likeness, but they can't.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's fuck shit. I mean, genuinely speaking, like, if we're being realistic, what the NCAA will actually do, I don't even care that you're not paying these kids, even though you should be paying these kids because they're giving you so much fucking profit. I don't give a fuck that you're not paying
the kids. They got ESPN deals.
Right. But I don't give a fuck that you're not paying the kids. I care that you're not letting these kids make money off of themselves because of how well they're doing in your situation. It's genuinely some fuck shit, bro.
Imagine somebody telling us that we couldn't put this podcast out. If we were making money, we're not making money. But if we we're making money and we couldn't put this podcast out. You
tell we wasn't making money.
Hey, man.
We making bands over here. We making six racks an episode. What fuck you talking about?
And they said we couldn't use our voice. We had to change our voice. Or we had to...
Bro, I'd be fucked.
We have to change
our
voice.
You know who Your Rage is?
Huh?
The YouTuber Your Rage.
Yeah.
Okay. He's in college. I don't remember what it was. I believe he uses his college email for his YouTube channel. And something happened where his college was like, bro, no, you can't show your face on there. Or we'll, like, take away your scholarship and shit. Like, bro, like, these colleges was really doing some fuck shit out here, bro. Like, I'll have to look into that a little bit more, but I don't really know, like, the full story behind it. But I know it had something to do with his college, like, why he can't use his face on his YouTube.
Yeah. But one interesting thing that Rich Paul brought up, he said he's for a test that tests, like, agents that haven't been to college or whatever. Because I think they were requiring, if I'm not mistaken...
They require you to have a bachelor's degree and go to their thing to take a test.
He said that he would take a two-year associate's. He understands that would be okay. And then taking the test. He said that. And I kind of agree.
I disagree with the two-year associate's.
Yeah, with the test. I agree with the test.
Yeah.
Because I feel like... Not everybody's going to be a good manager or agent or whatever. So I feel like at least a test regarding, like, business deals and stuff like that. And at least, I would say at least 85%. Because if somebody gets fucking, like, 60%.
A D plus? Yeah. A D, my nigga? If you get a fucking D, I don't want you representing me.
At least, like, an 80, 85, maybe a 90. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I need at least a B minus.
Yeah. And what's it called? I feel like they should at least get maybe like a packet to study, because how are they going to know what's on the test or some shit?
You know what? Nah. No. Because they should know this information because they're doing contracts or shit like that.
We've seen, what's Kawhi's uncle's name? Dennis. Dennis? I haven't heard of Dennis.
We've seen Uncle Dennis do what now?
I mean, I didn't hear about Dennis. I've never heard about Dennis, but what he did, he didn't take the Jordan brand deal.
Okay, that was a terrible idea, by the way.
No, because they weren't paying him enough.
He took less money with the New Balance deal, bro.
Yeah, but he's getting promotion and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's building the brand
promotion
up.
The promotion's probably a lot better, but the
He pays. Got his signature shoe, too, with Jordan.
He could have got one with Jordan, bro. Listen, if he had to stay with Jordan for this year... And had that championship with that fucking fiery ass run, he would have definitely had a fucking Jordan deal. He would have had billboards, fucking sneakers.
Yeah.
Dude, Kawhi's a fucking superstar right now. Yeah, he's the number one talk of the league, which he should have been for the last 5 years when he was a fucking Spur. One of the top two Spurs. In the last 3 years.
Anyways, Uncle Dennis, I think Uncle Dennis really made Kawhi open his eyes, kind of like...
I don't like what Uncle Dennis did, but if you like what he did...
Because you're a Spurs fan, so, you know. But
I'm a Kawhi fan, too.
Okay. For a brief 3-month period, you were not a Kawhi fan at all.
Yeah.
But
because of my feelings were hurt.
But, no, I think he did a good job. How everything turned out. I mean, he got to L.A. He won a championship. You know, I think everything turned out pretty good.
Right.
But, yeah, anyways, I would agree with Rich Paul if they just had a test, testing specific things regarding business deals, advertisements, different...
Things of that nature.
Yeah, different stuff like that. I feel like that would be fine. I don't have a...
Make them read through a contract and explain to them what the contract says in layman's type shit. Like,
an essay. Read a contract and then do an essay about it or something. Yeah, I would go ahead. You know, if they're doing that, that's perfectly fine with me.
Okay, well let's bring it back. Let's bring it back now. Rich Paul then did a op-ed. Was that what it's called? An op-ed. Essentially, he did a story piece about why he disagrees with it. And the NCAA, within, I believe, an hour and a half, had rescinded the rule.
Yeah.
For how much backlash they were getting in the whole Rich Paul op-ed. So, essentially, what that just showed me is that the NCAA are, like, bitches, essentially. Because it took you... You put all this effort into putting out this long shit, and you did it, and you couldn't stand on it? Like, stand on it.
I have a quote. Does anybody really believe a four-year degree is what separates an ethical person and a con artist? That's a great line.
That's a terrific line.
Like, even somebody has a four-year degree, they're still going to be trying to steal people's money and stuff like that.
And off top, I am not a Rich Paul fan. I am not a LeBron fan. But this was a beautiful, and this was an injustice. This was an injustice, and it was directly aimed at Rich Paul. And it was directly.
And people were saying it was also because, I think, don't quote me on the percentage, but like 85% of the league or basketball is black. So people were thinking this was racially attacked him too.
Yeah, a good portion of the league is black, and I feel like, okay, so. As a black man, right? If I make any sort of money, I want my friends to be the people that are around me. I want to set them up for situations to make sure that they're looking out for me. Because these are the people that I trust, that I grew up with. I don't know no fucking random-ass white dude. I don't want him taking my money and doing all that extra shit.
Also, is if you see somebody that's succeeding that looks like you,
yeah,
you're going to want to be like them.
Exactly. You know exactly. And, bro, it's just... It's just the fact that they just thought that this shit was okay.
Like, and you know what the crazy part is? They only put that for basketball, not hockey, not football, not tennis, just basketball.
That's crazy.
Like, did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That rule was just...
Just and for it basketball.
Was direct, that, so yeah, that was directly aimed at Rich Paul. Directly. He's fucking... Okay. Yeah, that's really some horse shit, bro. I don't want to take it to the black area because, you know what I'm saying, then I'm going a big tangent, and then my tangent won't be good enough for my mama. So, I don't even want to take it there. But, again, I say it probably was very racially charged against this black man who has all of this success that doesn't have a degree at all, you know?
So, let's just wrap it up. Me and Dimitri both agree that there should be at least some type of test regarding reading the contract, specific deals, stuff like that, just to prove that they are capable of taking care of these kids.
Right.
Which makes sense. See, we don't want these kids taken advantage.
Yeah, but see, like, logically speaking, you'd want to do it like LeBron did it, where you bring your friends around, you have him with your agent, and
he learns
from your agent, then you have him
become an agent.
Become your agent, fire your old agent. That's how you want to do it, because your friend doesn't know shit about contracts. But anyway, we're closing that one out. What do we have next on the agenda? So recently the rookies did the whole poll. Rookie polls, which every year it's some bullshit for real. So this year they said that the person that would have the longest career, the most successful career, was Cam Reddish.
And he plays for the Hawks. Cam Reddish. Correct? Yeah.
I believe so. Yes. Cam Reddish. See, I have nothing against Cam Reddish. There's nothing wrong with Cam Reddish. I don't mind Cam Reddish. I don't think he's going to have the best fucking career. Like, okay, if you don't pick Zion, Ja Morant is right there. Like, Ja Morant, I believe, is probably the best player coming out of this draft class. Like, come on, bro. Like, don't play with Ja's name like that. Like, I feel like that's so disrespectful to Ja Morant. Cam Reddish was the third option on his team. Third option. Zion was the second option and showed the fuck out. Cam Reddish had so much opportunity to show the fuck out, but he just didn't. He wasn't. The only thing that I've heard about him doing was that fucking game winner. I don't remember where it was. I remember that Zion was out, but and he hit a game winner to... I don't remember.
Well, people say that... what's it called? That Cam took a backseat because of Zion and what's his name? RJ?
Yeah.
RJ Barrett, yeah. So, man, I'm not sure. Personally, I've never heard a lot about Cam, so I'm not knowledgeable about him.
I concur with that assessment.
Yeah, I've only heard about the big three, which is Zion, RJ, Ja.
Right.
To be honest.
So, okay, let's just toss this out here, right? So the 2017 rookies, right? You remember those?
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown, Lonzo, Markel, all those people, right? Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they said that they're actually really bad at, like, picking out. Other than the fact that they had Kyle Kuzma and Donovan Mitchell at number four for the Rookie of the Year. Because Kuzma and Mitchell had the best two years of everybody else. Because number one was Dennis Smith. He didn't really do shit. Number two was Lonzo. He didn't...
He got injured, so...
He had a lot of injuries. Yeah. He only averaged, what, 7-7-7? Mm. Markel Fultz did not play. And Kuzma and Donovan, they did good.
So, real quick, so this is the official NBA rookie poll. Which rookie would have the best career? So, Cam Reddish with 19% of the votes. Ja Morant with 16. DeAndre Hunter with 11. RJ with 5. Jackson Hayes with 5. Kobe White with 5. And Zion with 5.
Yeah, like, that's really some horse shit. So,
I think a great point that I was watching on TV, a great point that Max came out with, he said that people were might be jealous a little bit of Zion. You know who else said that?
Skip. I love Skip.
Yeah.
But, yeah, go ahead.
They might be a little bit jealous of all the attention. Media coverage he was getting, yeah, of the attention. So that's why they probably voted Cam, and, you know, Cam might have other friends or something, I'm not sure,
yeah,
that were voting.
But they do respect him a lot in the...
Cam?
Yeah, they all respect him a lot.
You know who I think, real quick, who I think is a sleeper when it comes to, like, rookies? Rory Hachimura.
For Wizards.
From the Wizards, because I saw he was playing for the Japan team and he was working. So, you know, I'm just saying, look out for Hachimura. You know.
Right. So the rookies just don't know what the fuck they're talking about a lot. I'm just gonna be completely honest with you. They really don't. They say a lot of bullshit.
So this was,
last year. Let me look at last year's real quick, because I want to give you a...
Let me just go over some correct things here. So from 2007, Durant was the, had 50% of having the best career out of the 2007 draft.
Okay, well, that was
facts. Was correct. 2009, Blake Griffin. I believe 2009,
Steph Curry was drafted.
But Blake Griffin had 55% of the votes.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
Should I go throughout the list here? Do you want me?
If you'd like to.
2010, John Wall with 39.
Oh, no. These are Rookie of the Year, bro. Who they think gonna win Rookie of the Year.
Oh, that's right. My bad.
I don't think they asked this question.
Best career, yeah.
Oh, here it is. Okay, so yeah.
So Kevin Durant, 56.
Let's go recent history, let's start at 2015.
Jahlil Okafor.
What?
With 24%. Bullshit. I think 2015 was who got drafted this year? 2015? Joel, right? 2015?
I don't think Joel was drafted that year. Was he? 2014. Thought he got drafted 14.
Yeah, you're right. 14.
Let me look.
Yeah, you're right. So Jahlil Okafor. In 2015 with 24 votes. Brandon Ingram with 27 votes in 2016. Debatable. But
14. Yeah, drafted 14, yeah.
Lonzo Ball / Jason Tatum tied with 18.
Okay.
Wendell Carter Jr.
Yeah, 13. Wendell Carter Jr. won. And he didn't even have the best season that year.
I think Cam Reddish with 19.
He was probably like the fifth best rookie that... No, I wouldn't even say... Yeah, he probably was top five. But there was Luka, Trey... there was Luka, Ice Trey, DeAndre Ayton, who else was there?
Larry was two years ago. Kevin Knox was there too.
Yeah, he got injured.
Yeah, he got injured, but he was okay.
I don't remember who else, but Wendell Carter, like the rookies just don't know shit, bro. Yeah.
Be just voting to vote.
Honestly. Yeah, like they just don't know.
I do want to point
John
out.
Wall. Like why?
I mean, John Wall in 2010.
Who else got drafted in 2010?
I think it was Dame Lillard was probably the
second. Yeah, like, my nigga, come on now. Like, it's a bro, like, the rookies, they be on bullshit a lot.
Evan Turner, Derek Favors, DeMarcus Cousins,
Boogie was there.
Hayward, Paul George.
Hayward, PG.
Ed Davis was pretty good, too. Avery Bradley's really good.
Wait, go up again? All the way up? Who is number one? John Wall. Number two, Boogie was there. Who was there, like, star-wise? Just Dame there?
Just Boogie. No, I think Dame was probably 2011 then. But, yeah, I mean, I guess the rookies don't really... Sometimes they probably do take it serious. Sometimes they don't.
I think that a lot of it has to do with who the best player they were playing with in AAU.
So yeah, because I forgot who it was. I wish I could quote them, but somebody said that. Also, oh, it was Jalen Rose. If somebody was giving you buckets in AAU or high school, you're gonna remember that.
Yeah.
So that's why people were also saying that Zion and RJ kind of took the shine. No, took the shine off of Cam.
I respect that. I respect that, but I don't see Cam being better than Zion. I don't see him being... I don't even see him being... Like, I think Ja's number one. I don't even think that's touchable.
I think what Zion has is he probably has a better team than the Hawks.
Easily.
I think
he would be a team of young players.
Yeah, I think his NBA career is going to be starting off better
than a lot of these
than a lot of other players, because he probably fell in the best
situation
that you could have fell into, to be honest,
with David Griffin and Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram and all those people.
But
Jackson Hayes.
Hey man, we never know what's gonna happen. Steph Curry was picked tenth or something.
Yeah, but nobody. Curry was the best shooter in the fucking draft.
Yeah, but I'm saying, well, he actually shoots pretty good.
Who? Yeah, I know.
Cam Reddish.
He only shot 34%. That's less than what Zion shot.
But he I was hearing. Okay.
Is what you're hearing.
That apparently he's a better shooter than RJ and Zion and Ja Morant.
Okay.
That's what I've heard. From television Jabba people.
Isn't that great of a shooter.
And YouTube and stuff like that.
Let's take Zion and Ja Morant out of there, because they're both not that great of shooters. I just disagree. Because just like off of his percentages. 34%, right. No, that's not great.
But to be honest, this is the most excited I've been for season to start in a long time.
Especially considering the rookie classes and all of the, I'm so excited
for this. Because there's a lot of players that I'm excited for. Bobo.
He's not playing for a while.
He's not playing.
Damn, not for a while. I don't think he's hurt.
Michael Porter Jr. He looks. Yeah.
He might be rookie of the year this year.
Hey, not a rookie.
Ben got it. MPJ deserves it.
Right now, do you think Cam Reddish is going to be better than Zion, RJ, and Ja?
No.
No? I would say no.
I'm taking Ja.
Yeah.
Like, even if Zion falls off a cliff, Ja is still going to be easily.
And the thing is, too, RJ might have probably better percentages than everybody else, because he literally can do whatever he wants. Nobody's going to stop him. He's going to start in shooting guard. He's in New York, you know what I'm saying?
Like, RJ's a ball hog anyway. Yeah, so he's gonna do him.
Yeah, he's gonna just probably gonna have
some really good numbers and not great percentages.
He's probably gonna have some terrible days where he can't hit nothing. I can already see it, because I mean he's a shoot first type of player.
He's
a shooting guard, yes, but like mostly everybody that comes into the league can pass here and there.
Yeah, I mean they generally have a respectable pass game.
Yeah, I'm sure he can develop that. Anything can be developed, but. For now, I feel like he's just going to trigger finger. And I could see him having some good averages this year, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I could see his numbers being really wild, but his percentages I don't see being all that great.
Moving on here.
You want to move on? We can move on.
Yeah.
Rookies don't know shit in closing. Let's go to Team USA.
How do you feel that not a star player wants to play. Now, this is not the Olympics.
I know.
This is, well, this is the Olympic team, but this isn't for the,
for the gold.
Yeah, for the gold medal in, was it Tokyo that they're going to?
They're going to Tokyo, but Tokyo, that's in 2020. That's wild. Listen, Tokyo is, the people in Tokyo are trying to get that canceled, get the Olympics canceled, because it's, what?
That's in China.
Bro, are you sure? I'm pretty sure that's in Tokyo.
No, that's in Hong Kong. That's in China.
No, bro. I'm pretty sure that's in Tokyo, bro. I'll Google.
Okay. Anyways, so Team USA, this is just the qualifiers. So a lot of big names have dropped out. A lot of notable names have dropped out. Now, you know, my favorite player, Kobe, would always go in Team USA. It would always show up. It doesn't matter if it's a qualifier or not. Personally, I would love to see the star players play on Team USA, destroy every other team. I don't think a team could...
It's Tokyo, bro. Protesters urged Tokyo to cancel 2020 Olympics.
Really? But...
You know why?
Yeah, but Hong Kong's in China. I didn't know
It's that. Not about Hong Kong, no, nigga. Okay. It's about Tokyo. Tokyo, they're, they had a spill of... I can't remember what it's called. It's like a really bad...
Ugh. I haven't heard of that.
I have. No, I've seen it on Twitter.
Anyways, I don't think another team, another country can be on the level of USA. The only country I will say would be Canada, just because there's more Canadian players in the league than any other nation. And they have some good players, I would say.
I mean, they do have, what's his name?
They have RJ. They got
Andrew Wiggins.
They got Andrew Wiggins. Big contract, you know? So players that withdrawn, Bradley Beal, Davis, Anthony Davis, Drummond, De'Aaron Fox, Aaron Gordon, James Harden, Montrezl Harrell, Tobias Harris, Dame,
Derek White's there.
Kyle Lowry, Paul, Julius Randle, and PJ Tucker were just some notable names.
That dropped out?
That dropped out, yes. That players that withdrew. And one thing also, you get some coaching from Greg fucking Popovich.
Yeah, so I think that Team USA, they're pretty much gonna outcoach everybody. But talent.
Look at their coaches.
Who's there? Let me see. Pop, Steve Kerr, Lloyd Pierce. Yeah, they're gonna outcoach everyone. But I think. I can't even think of a team that has better talent than them.
The only thing I would probably say would Patty be Canada. Mills? Well, he's in Australia. Australia just beat USA.
Yeah,
in an exhibition game.
Yeah. Other than Australia, I can't really think of anybody. Where's Boban from? Serbia?
Boban who?
Boban Marjanovic, my nigga.
Oh, Big Bobby. I'm not sure where he's from. I'm not sure where he's from.
Baby boy.
I think
Serbia.
Serbia, yeah. I think they have a pretty good team too.
Yeah.
Because isn't Dario Saric, he's Serbian, right? So, I would say they probably have a good team. Japan, Hashimura looks amazing. Amazing. I was watching some tapes. He looks so good. I'm so excited for him.
I have some sources.
Can you divulge who the sources are?
Why would I say who the sources are?
I was just trying to be nosy, man.
My sources say... That Greg Popovich is gonna pull out from the Team USA. That's what my sources say.
Why? Why would he pull out?
He doesn't want to do the travel. He's old. He's 70 years old. That's what my sources say.
I mean, Steve Kerr is an assistant coach. He could
just slide.
Yeah,
up.
He could. I was gonna say something, but you made me forget.
My bad.
It's fine. I mean, it sucks to see one of our most talented players not play in the Team USA.
All of our most talented players.
I mean, we still have a talented team, though.
Yeah, we have Derek White, Derek the God White.
You know, we still have a talented team or whatever.
Who I believe just got hurt.
Kyle Kuzma is out with a sore ankle, but it's nothing major, just a sore ankle. It's ankle. But, you know, I would love to see them play. I mean, we're most likely we're going to see them in 2020 in Tokyo. But some players were saying that they don't think that players that weren't in the playing now, that they should get top priority when the Olympics come, because they were there first, they were doing work, they were doing all that.
I disagree. Dropping out of this tournament really means absolutely not shit to me.
It doesn't mean anything or whatever.
Because there's no point.
This is just a qualifying.
So. Qualifying for what?
For the Olympics? Tokyo, yeah. You gotta qualify for it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
You gotta qualify
for it. Yeah, I mean, we're gonna fucking qualify. If we don't win it all, then we're gonna get, like, top three. I mean, American arrogance, but we do... We're the best basketball. We're the best American football. Like, those are things that we're
football, though, it's not...
It's an American game.
Yeah, it's not a global game, though. Like, basketball...
Basketball's a global game, but, like, we... Literally, the NBA... 90% of the NBA comes from... Yeah. I mean, it is getting more outsourced.
Yeah.
It is definitely getting more outsourced. But a lot of the NBA comes from America. Like, it, and then the next generation from this generation, their children are going to be American. So, you know, like, they're not going to be able to play for other teams.
Right.
And the such. So, I mean, you know, fucking hell, I forgot shit. I'm forgetting shit.
Anyways, I actually want to watch a Team USA game live. I feel like that would be a fun-ass experience.
That shit would be dope.
Yeah, to see, like, everybody. Honestly, it's like an all-star game.
But, I mean, real quick, I'm just gonna say this. There's no more Manu Ginobili for Argentina, you know?
He's the reason they won that gold medal.
Yeah, I mean, there might be a Luka, but is Luka ready for that, for wherever he's from?
Hey, we saw what he did this year.
Yeah, so he's not killing these NBA players like Manu used to.
He's killing most. Yet. Well, he's a rookie. He's not killing the stars, but he's killing most of the players right now.
He's killing the bums.
Yeah.
Murdering the bums, but, you know, there's no Manu. There's no, I mean, did Ben Simmons play for Australia?
Dropped out.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, you do understand the reason why he's playing.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand.
Because the NBA is wide open right now. The championship is wide open.
But the thing is, they saw Kawhi play, what was it, like 55 games, 60 games or something? So he took a lot of rest. So players saw that. They're impressed by what happened in that 1 year, so you know they don't want
to. Issue with that to me.
They want
to
rest though.
You do all that resting, you're never gonna win MVP. The people that play the most win MVPs. Giannis, I don't think he missed a game. He missed he missed very few games, and that was leading up to the
three playoffs. Max probably.
That was leading up to the playoffs. Like those were all like.
I feel like people these days don't really care about MVP. They just want to win a champion. I understand. Like I understand players. That care about the MVP, like James Harden, you know?
Yeah.
He cares about that shit. Like, he'd rather win MVP than win a ring.
Right.
It looks like.
He played 72 games. He missed, 10 games last season?
9 games.
No, it's 82 games.
82 is 10. So, yeah, I'm retarded.
You are. A little bit. He played 72 games. So, he missed 10 games last season. I don't think you can win an MVP without playing at least 70 games.
At least 70, yeah.
So... Doing all that resting isn't going to help your case
for
your,
MVP.
Not just for your MVP, for your legacy. You know, like you need a lot of games for your legacy. You got to build up facts.
They do bring legacy. That up about Jordan not missing games and stuff like that with LeBron and Jordan.
Hey, you know something? Jordan didn't lose 3 games in a row for 700 games.
700 games.
I think it was close to 800. It was like 777. It's wild, right? It's crazy. I just seen a YouTube video. Shout out Jimmy High Roller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's fucking insane, bro. So, you know who the next closest was?
Who?
Like 300. And it wasn't even LeBron. I think it was like...
Kobe.
Steph. It might have been Kobe. Very few people have...
So I just divided 777 divided by 82.
It's like 6 seasons, bro.
It was 9 seasons. Nine and a half, to be exact.
Yeah. And this was... There was a retirement in between. So he left, came back, and still didn't lose 3 games in a row.
I think I think what he missed the most was him breaking his leg, because he broke his leg early in his career. So that probably is the only time that he really took off, to be honest. But man, that's crazy. That's a wild stat. Yeah.
It's just it's
another thing that like
that puts
him on top, basically.
Like nobody's ever.
Or I don't think, what did you say? 300 was the other closest, so yeah. Yeah.
So it was, let me see. Fucking hell. I can't see it because I'm not logged into Facebook because I don't fucking like Facebook. I just want to read it. But we're just going to
just know.
Fuck it.
That's
a crazy ass.
That's a crazy stat. Now, just moving along here, we want to talk about Mr. Carmelo.
Wait, real quick. Before we move on away from that, do you know what the probability of that is?
Of what? Not missing the minigames?
Losing, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Bro, there is one, two... Bro, there's at least 25 zeros in front of the number. And then it's a percentage.
What's the percentage?
Like, a bunch of zeros, 6502. Like, that shit is crazy. So it says one in every two
you can't even pronounce it. That's how big.
Undecillion tries, bro. Like, that's crazy. It's a fucking insane statistic. Like, you never could do that in your life. Nobody ever does that. But go. I'm sorry. Continue.
Anyways.
Do we move on to the next note?
Yeah, so we can go ahead with Carmelo. So the situation happening with Carmelo, many people think he should be on a team already. If not, should be picked up by, you know, before the season starts.
Right.
And there was a lot of talks. I forgot who said it. It was Instagram. No, it was an Instagram post about the guy saying that even LeBron was kind of blackballing him.
Wow.
You didn't see that post?
No.
I forgot who it was. I'm not sure who it was.
Well, Stephen A. is the one that opened the conversation.
Well, with the what's it called? With the interview he did on First Take.
Yes. No. He did it recently. He just said it. It was like, yeah, I'm hearing things in the league that
people are talking behind his back
to make sure that he's not getting another spot.
Yep. But, you know...
Melo could definitely be a Hawk. Easily.
Well, he was, remember? For one day. But, anyways, do you think he should be in the league? Honest opinion?
Yeah. There's a place for everybody in the league.
Yeah.
Especially, okay, so I think Carmelo Anthony is like...
I think the only thing that kills him, to be honest, is defense. But there's a lot of players... I think
he's better than Thon Maker.
Than Thon Maker?
Yeah. Thon Maker's, what, 25?
Yeah.
So it's not much more growing that Thon Maker could do. So, I think he's way better than Thon Maker. I think he's better than, what's another? I think he's better than, okay, I kind of want to keep the joke going, but I definitely think he's better than Alex Caruso.
Alex Caruso? The guy that dunked all over the Golden State Warriors? The GOAT?
Big GOAT Alex Caruso? I want to keep the joke going, but this is genuine.
The bald GOAT?
Bald-headed bastard, yeah.
You saw what he was doing to the fucking Celtics when we watched it at B-Dubs, remember that?
I did see. He was working. Yeah. I'm not going to cap.
He's a good player.
But I think Carmelo is a good player. I think Carmelo is just as good as... I think he's better than Alex Caruso.
Alex Caruso brings playmaking, defense, shot creating... Bro, come on now. I swear to God.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, this comes from a Laker fan that watches Alex Caruso.
Bro, but please, let's be honest here. You're telling me Carmelo Anthony is not better than Alex Caruso.
Right now?
Yes.
No way. No way in hell.
Wow, bro.
Right now.
What would you rate him in 2K?
In 2K who? Carmelo?
Alex Caruso?
Genuine. I would say an 80.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I would,
so higher than Lonzo?
Well, I would rate Lonzo like an 85, like an 85, 86.
Nah, you tweaking.
No, I'm not.
Nah, you tweaking because Lonzo can't really shoot.
Yes, he can.
He's a point guard. He can't really shoot that
well. Did you see what he did when LeBron was out for the stretch?
I did.
Yeah, he was shooting like 40%.
Okay, the nigga should have been shooting from the corner, getting buckets. Easy-ass buckets. Fuck he doing? Why he have to wait
spacing.
Till...
It was the spacing, too.
Whatever. Yeah. Anyway.
I would rate Carmelo a 77.
genuine.
I swear to God.
Yeah, and I concur with that statement.
77.
That's a good bench player. Mm-hmm. Solid 7th man, 8th man.
But I would take Alex Caruso.
Okay.
Well, okay,
let's
look.
Stop
look.
Talking about Alex Caruso.
No. Look, it's because also what we need, like, we got to fill out the team, right?
You know who else I think he's better than? Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson.
I think he's better than Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson getting paid, what, 18 mil?
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Reggie Jackson is not. And I could see him fucking playing with the fucking Pistons. I mean, because who do they have? Blake.
Yeah. Blake. I think he's better than Jared Dudley. I think he's better than JaVale McGee.
Okay, no. Whoa. JaVale McGee.
JaVale McGee is hot really ass. I gave you 100 centers that I would take over JaVale McGee one time.
No, but look. JaVale McGee is the best
center. I literally gave you damn near 100 centers that I would take from JaVale McGee.
JaVale McGee was the best center available at the time, and JaVale McGee has proven his worth. If you watch the games, he's proven his worth.
He's worth a lot. Not more than Melo.
We're only paying one or two mil. He's taking
the vet
minimum.
I'd take him over Melo. Melo would take the vet minimum too.
I know, but look. Right.
Okay, I think he's better. I think Melo is better.
But you're not. You're missing the point.
I'm listening.
We don't need another small forward.
That's fine.
I'm just saying. We needed two centers, right?
Yeah.
Which one got hurt? Boogie got hurt.
Yeah.
Now we got Dwight. We needed a center. Yeah. Okay? We're not going to pick up another small forward. You know how many small forwards we have? We have like 4.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
I'm saying that there's a team that could use Melo, but it's not the Lakers.
I think Melo is better than Tyson Chandler. I think Melo is better than Iman Shumpert. I think Melo's better than a lot of players.
And I stay quiet because I agree.
Yeah, man.
No, but also you gotta see though what the team needs.
Yeah, I'm just saying I think he's better than
players. No, I know. I'm just saying though, like, people are getting mad that he wasn't coming with the Lakers. We don't need another small forward. We needed a center because Boogie got injured. Before Boogie got injured,
I think Melo could go to the Cavs easily. Cavs is tanking anyway. Fuck it. I think Melo could go to the Celtics.
He can come back to New York, to be honest.
Anywhere. Any fucking where. He can go anywhere that doesn't have more than 2 small forwards. Mm-hmm. But he's a power forward, for real.
How tall is he? 6'7"?
6'8". Montrezl Harrell's a center, bro. He's 6'8".
Yeah, but, like, you see how he gets after it. So.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying. He's a power forward, man. Like, he could fit anywhere, bro. He could fit a lot of places. I wouldn't even mind him with my Spurs.
The big drawback, though, is just his defensive play, to be honest.
Yeah, but, like, if you have a decent coach, he can hide that.
Yeah, but
you shouldn't have to hide it for a bench player.
Yeah. Because small forwards are too quick for him, and then power forwards are too big for him.
I disagree. I think he's a fat fuck, so I don't think that. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Melo. You're in way better shape than me. But I do think that.
That's a genuine statement, though. Just because most small forwards are pretty quick nowadays.
Right.
So I would say that they get by him pretty quickly.
Yeah, I respect that assessment. And the small forward assessment, I respect. Power forward assessment, I don't.
He's too old to bang.
Bro.
Hold up. Is he going to bang with Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis is a center.
He's going to start as a power forward. He doesn't like playing the center. Yeah. You know.
But continue, yeah. Who else?
LaMarcus.
Nobody's banging with LaMarcus.
Exactly. He's going to guard LaMarcus.
Continue, bro.
He's going to ask for a switch.
Who's next?
Let me think. K-Love?
And LaMarcus plays 5. Bro, 90% of these power forwards out here are stretch fours. That's most of the power forwards. All you got to do is put your hand up in front of these motherfuckers, bro.
He doesn't even want to do that, to be honest. If you watch his...
Bro, when you don't know what his mind state is right now.
Yeah, okay.
He has not played NBA basketball since, like, fucking October last year.
I would say that, yes. We don't know what he is...
November, excuse me.
We don't know what he's capable of doing now that he realized it's kind of hard getting back in the league.
And then on top of that, on top of that, nobody sat down and talked to him and said, hey, Melo, you're going to be a bench player.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Tell this nigga that he's going to be a bench player. Now, he would have been a great bench player in Oklahoma. That would have been awesome.
But
he didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And then now that he's in a situation where he doesn't have a choice,
obviously he's going to take it.
Yeah, he's going to take wherever he can go.
But the thing is, to me too, like, he said he loves playing the game of basketball. He loves mm-hmm. He wants to play basketball. Go to right. China, bro.
Nah, man.
No.
Well, look, you could probably make a lot of money.
Yeah, you can make hella money in China. Look at Lance went to China. Bro, Lance is going to be like a fucking god over
Lance,
there.
Lance
Stevenson.
This year?
Yes. He got signed to China.
It's crazy.
He went to China.
He's going to be a god. He still got 4 years of him
yes.
in the NBA, though.
Yes, he's going to be a god. He's going to be MJ there.
Mirotic, he went overseas as well.
Yeah, he went to the Spain league.
And he's now the highest paid
European player yep.
of all time.
And that gets me so mad because he's such a fucking good player.
He wants to go home.
No. The thing is, too, he wants to be the focal point of the offense.
Yeah, that's respectable.
Yeah, I understand, but man, he was so. He had some great
he's
years.
Really,
left, bro.
He really only been in the NBA for like 4 years, bro. No cap.
Yeah.
He was a Bull for like 2 years. Got knocked the fuck out by Bobby Portis.
He got dropped by Kemba.
Remember? Bro, he got a concussion from Bobby.
He got dropped with Kemba. That's why he shaved the beard. No, but real shit. Go to. Bro, if you want to keep on playing basketball, like, if no.
Go
team,
somewhere else.
Yeah, if no team is picking you up. You're
definitely being... China, though, because China loves old stars. Stephon Marbury was making so much fucking money on China, bro.
Legit made so much money. He has a company.
Eating fucking.
He has statues.
Vaseline and shit.
He has. I forgot about that.
He's doing his thing.
But he became
go out there, you can
legendary.
Buy all them Vaselines. All the Vaseline in the world you can buy.
But what's it called? If you still want to play, like, honestly, if you're just doing this for the love of the sport, go to China.
The
if,
thing
if you
is,
can't get a job,
for me,
though.
The thing is, for me, though, once you go to China, I don't believe that they... When's the last time a player from China got brought back?
I would say Lance would get back.
He will, but when's the last time one's got brought back?
I'm not sure. I don't know that.
Yeah, man, like, go to China, you know? Do you. But, you know... What's next on the list? I don't even want to talk about Melo no more.
So I think we should save Jaylen Brown. I'm not going to say what we're talking about, but just Jaylen Brown. I feel like we should save that for the end. Let's talk about Harden.
Actually, I kind of want to slide in the middle. So let's do that and then talk about Harden.
Okay. No problem.
We're debuting a new series inside of our podcast. I realized that every podcast has something that they do inside of their podcast to talk about. One of my favorite podcasts, Flagrant 2, they have a thing where they do Flagrant Thought of the Week. There's a bunch of podcasts and they do a bunch of different things. But my favorite is, our new thing is going to be, we don't have a name for it, but essentially what we're going to be doing is rebuilding a team or what a team should decide.
To rebuild or a player. Just anything like, to just, do with long-term deals or
long-term
making the
circumstance
team. Yeah,
and how to use these circumstances to make a championship
yeah.
team.
So I have this pulled up here,
right?
Which is his contract. It's actually 21.
Okay, so the end of next year.
Yeah. So he has 2 years to go, this year and next year.
Right.
So let's start this off. We're gonna be talking about
Jaylen Brown.
Yes, sir. And his contract.
Okay. So, decisions. This is me. I'm probably going to have the longer answer for this because I'm going to go depth. Like, I'm going to be what decisions you make. Should this kind of trade, that kind of trade, all these situations. So, I'm going to let you go first. Go ahead.
Okay. So, when his contract is up, he's going to be making 8.5 mil. Reasonable. What he did, I would say, with Jason Tatum that first year going to the NBA conference finals, mm-hmm. Game 7, that was, I would say nobody expected that. After Gordon, after Kai went out, I feel like nobody expected that. So, seeing what he can do with the team that's basically his and Jason's team, I feel like... If he has this year and next year a great ass year, they have no choice but to at least pay him like 18, somewhere around there. Just because the sheer like potential that he has, we've mm-hmm. already seen that, and then what else he can make. Now, personally, I don't really watch the Boston Celtics.
Right.
So I wouldn't say what he can necessarily do or how defensive schemes work with him or how they run the offense.
But next year, we're going to be watching
most of the games.
Let's try to watch a game a day every day.
If there's a game a day.
There's a game a day. There's fucking 30 teams, 82 games for each team. There's going to be a game every day.
Let's try to watch a game every day then. Yeah. What's it called? Yeah, I haven't watched much Boston Celtics games, except here and there. Right. And obviously the playoffs. I watch the playoffs every time. I watch every playoff game. So I can't necessarily say that he's gonna be the best for the future for the team.
Correct.
But what I've seen in the playoffs, what you know, I've heard, I believe that you know, he is worth it for maybe 18 mil, I would say.
So I wouldn't right now. I wouldn't rate him as an $18 million player. Like if I had to give him a contract right now, probably it'd be like 11 mil.
I'm talking about the 2 years coming up.
Right.
Proving him.
So your prediction is he'll prove himself to be an $18 million player. So with Jaylen Brown, okay. So I'm gonna look at it from team perspectives, because I don't have just one team for this situation. So. Okay, you want to hear something? I really like the Atlanta Hawks. Really, really like the Atlanta Hawks. I like the situation they have. Now, in 2 years, Jaylen Brown's contract will come up, right? I gotta check something real quick. Can you fill time for me?
Hello. No, I'm just fucking with y'all. No, but Jaylen Brown, I would say one of the top players under, 24?
Right. All right, so I'm back into it. I got it now.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so right now the Hawks have two players, a shooting guard and a small forward. Both of those players... Neither of those players, I believe, will be a better fit than Jaylen Brown for the Hawks.
Who do they have?
Cam Reddish and DeAndre Hunter. DeAndre Hunter is listed as a small forward. Cam Reddish is listed as a point guard. He's going to play the two because Trae Young's playing the one, obviously. But I believe. Okay, so this is going to be real. This is going to be real different. This is going to be a really different situation. They have Kemba for 4 years, do they not? The Celtics?
Yeah. It was a max deal.
So, hear me out. Let's say Kemba is coming out of his prime. Because he's, 30?
Yeah.
Even though he had a really terrific season last year, I think he'll have a really good season this year. And maybe a good season next year, too. So, but...
But he's getting still up there. 30. Yeah, he's getting up there. Yeah.
All right. So, now, you have Jaylen Brown, free agent. Restricted, though. You can get him whenever. If I'm the Hawks, right, I try to do a little smooth sign and trade. Cam Reddish for Jaylen Brown. And maybe a pick. Hopefully you can get a pick from them. Okay? I don't know if you will, but I hope you can.
They might want to ask for a pick.
No. Whatever. Way. There's going to be a pick distributed. So, what you do now is you trade off Cam Reddish, sign and trade Jaylen Brown. Now, the Celtics have Cam Reddish. They put him underneath Kemba, give him a cool 15 minutes a game, and then hopefully develop him into their point guard
of the future
to put next to Jason Tatum as their focal point of their offense. But now you move Jaylen Brown to the Hawks. Trae Young, Jaylen Brown, DeAndre Hunter, John Collins, and whoever they put at their five. That's a smooth lineup because now you have all this shooting. Kevin Huerter, he's going to be in there. You have all this shooting, this firepower, this beautiful firepower, lobs, all that. And then you got defense.
Were you trying to say my last name?
The nigga last name is Huerter. I don't give a fuck about a Huerta. I like Santiago, though. That's a real nigga. Yeah. Anyway, you get Kevin Huerter. You toss him on there in that lineup. Wherever you can put him. You can put John Collins at the 5, DeAndre Hunter at the 4, maybe. I don't remember how tall he is. I don't really know much about
him. I think he could play the 4.
And then you put Jalen at the 2, at the 3, or Kevin Huerter at the 3, wherever you want to put them. Now you have all this shooting, and then you have defense, and this fucking lob city.
I would say the only drawback defensively would be Trae Young.
Yeah, but you have John Collins and you have Jaylen Brown to counteract.
No. That's what I'm just saying,
though. You use Jaylen Brown as the Klay Thompson, and you use Trae Young as your Steph. You teach Trae Young.
So he's gonna be calling switches on what's his name?
Fred VanVleet. Fuck you. Fred. Fuck you. Don't be doing that for my mans. Don't be disrespecting stuff like that.
Was that embarrassing?
It probably was, okay. But that's life, you know. Sometimes, if when you have a player that's on fire, you want to put your best defender on. That's just a logical situation. But anyway,
Sean Livingston,
can I get back?
Okay.
Can I get back to my situation, bitch?
Sorry.
Anyway, so now you have this young core. It's beautiful lineup and a good defender, and you just have this perfect situation for Trae Young because you need defenders. Maybe you try to get a good defensive 5. Maybe you get JaVale McGee. You know?
I thought he wasn't good, though.
He isn't. But centers don't really matter in the NBA. Maybe you get Anthony Davis. He's a free agent. You know, maybe you don't. Whatever. Anyway. Maybe you get Rudy Gobert. I don't know if he got his extension yet.
Maybe you can get Dwight Howard back.
Don't nobody want Dwight Howard. Nobody want Dwight. Big booty toucher?
Hey.
I ain't gonna say that. That's disrespectful. I fuck with Dwight.
Hey.
I fuck with Dwight.
Go look at my Twitter. At Big Yovani and see what I had to say.
Anyway, but you just get a defensive 5. Jabari Parker really doesn't deserve to be on that team. I don't like Jabari Parker. I don't think he's good.
On the Hawks now?
Yeah.
Since when?
He's listed on the roster here. Anyway, as I was saying, now you have this perfect situation for Trae Young, and you put together this beautiful team, Jabari's only making $6.5 million, so, yeah, it's not a bad contract.
That's not
now bad. You have this good team, and maybe you make a trade. Maybe you trade, DeAndre Hunter. He's a rookie. I don't know how good he's gonna be. Maybe he's not good. He's 21. He's coming in the league at 21. Maybe you prefer a younger player. He's going to be 24, 23 when this happens.
Yeah, and 2021 free agency, I think Giannis is...
Giannis is going to be there.
Giannis is going to be there, right?
So there's a lot of situations that can happen. You can move some players. There's a lot of players that you can move to get different players. But I think that a backcourt with Jaylen Brown and Trae Young for the defense would be very helpful. And for the shooting, maybe not as much because I don't know how great of a shooter Jaylen Brown is. But he's very athletic. And Trae Young does like throwing lobs. He loves highlight plays. And, you know, he eats that shit up. So,
lobs.
Yeah, it makes his dick real hard. Lobs for John Collins and lobs for... Jaylen Brown, it just
you get a lob,
you get a lob, you all get lobs. Everybody. So I think situationally that'll be a good fit for him. I think that Hawks need some defense. They look like a real NBA team, which is way more than I could say for the Suns. Fuck the Suns. Say it with me now. 3, 2, 1. Fuck the Suns. Okay. And I just think it'll be a good situation for him. And for the Celtics to get this new point guard, put him underneath Kemba Walker. You know, winning trades makes Danny Ainge's a dick hard. Maybe they feel like they won the trade.
Yeah.
You know? So, situationally, I think that's a good thing. But that's pretty much the end. I didn't really plan this out as much as I will in the future. But, again, I say this is going to be a definite new part of our podcast. I don't know what it's called, but essentially it's just gonna be rebuilding teams.
We have a couple names in the works. All right,
like I think My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is a cool thing for it because a lot of it is just fantasy, but you know, we get rings or die trying. I like that one.
I came up with that.
He did. You know, there's quite a bit, but we'll figure it out once we...
Well, we'll tweet it out.
Our Twitter doesn't have enough followers, bro.
The Lockdown Podcast on Twitter.
These motherfuckers ain't following, bro.
They're not. You know, it ain't really I was trying to fucking promote my shit when I had 2,000 likes on that one picture. I got no follows.
Yeah, man, but that's life. So let's move on to the next situation. James Harden. James did what Harden. Now?
What did James Harden? James Harden said that the MVP Giannis in this case was the only reason he won it because of narrative, because of the media was pushing him. Now, I would say sometimes he has. I mean, sometimes the media does push the narrative of a player.
But I think that's complete bullshit because. A lot of the media was saying that James Harden was the MVP.
Yep. No, I agree. I would say that sometimes, though, they do push it out or push a player or something like that. But to be honest, guys, Giannis deserved it.
Yeah.
And he played, what, 72 games, you said earlier?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he did it from start to finish. He made it all the way to the conference finals. James got eliminated in the second round of the playoffs. It's because the thing is, okay, I don't want to get into this argument because I don't like how James plays, but it was so easy in the playoffs just to pick him off.
And again, the Rockets won 53 games, the Bucks won 60.
They had the best record in that league.
The best player on the best team generally wins MVP. One of the only times that that didn't happen was... with Russ. And maybe James should have won that MVP. I think Kawhi probably should have won that MVP. But that's debatable.
And then one thing, fun fact for you guys, the only player to ever won the finals MVP that wasn't on the winning team, Jerry West won it back in the day against the Boston Celtics because he had a hell of a series. Just a little fun fact for you guys.
That's a great fact. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but it's just, to me, I don't think he was putting tremendous numbers. I'm not going to lie to you. But that was in the regular, like, the regular season, we saw what Giannis did, too.
Yeah, and defensive and all
they,
that.
They had the top offense and the top defense.
Yeah. Okay, and so another situation... where people are like, okay, this guy deserves the MVP, yada, yada, yada. To me, I hear this shit a lot, and it pisses me off as a fan of this player. 2011 MVP, Derrick Rose, right? Derrick Rose, best player on the best team, 62 games, Heat 158. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just going to be the best player on the best team. Like,
generally. Generally, it's top one or top two, generally.
And that's just how it's going to be all the time. And you really can't do much about that. That's if you're the best player and your team is the best team, stop fucking, like...
And the thing is, too...
Stop bitching.
No, the thing is, too, Giannis did it from start to finish.
Every single game from the beginning of the season, the first game of the season, he was one of the only players in the first game of the season to start off fucking torching shit. You know what I'm saying? James Harden had a bad beginning of the month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they had, I think, a bad, what, 2 months, was it? 2-3 months? The Bucks never had a bad two months. They were a 9 seed for probably 2 or 3 months, I would say.
Right, they were out of the playoffs for a while. The Bucks were never out of the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they were either one or I think one time the Raptors were one, but there were always one or
Clippers,
two.
Clippers, I believe. Oh, no, that's the West. My bad. Yeah. Go ahead. Continue.
I think they fell down to two max a couple of times with the Raptors, but other than that, I would say they were always top one.
They were always within the top area of the fucking playoffs. The Rockets weren't even top three in the fucking West. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, if you put the Bucks on the other side, they still would have been the one seed. If you put the, like, it's, there was no team that was better. And yes, the West was very, very close. And it is, the West is definitely harder. That doesn't change the fact that the Bucks were the best team in the league last year. It doesn't change it. because the Bucks play the West too. You know what I'm saying? So the MVP disrespect, that's annoying. I just dislike it. You know, like, of course the best player on the best team is
going to win. How do you rate MVPs? Like, because people say the most valuable player to a team. That's many players.
I don't do that.
I don't go by that.
I say the most player, valuable player.
No, the best player on the best team.
That's how it's cited. That's an MVP. Yeah, that's what it is. Best player, you're putting up, and as long as you're putting up good numbers, a top five. If you're putting up top five numbers and your team is the best team in the league, then yeah, I think you should win MVP.
Because look, the mid-2000s, so like I would say 2006 to 2008.
Right.
Kobe was the best player on his team, the most valuable player of his team. There was right. Kwame Brown, Smush Parker, right?
Right.
But he was not a top.
Shout out Smush Parker. I believe I seen a highlight reel for Smush Parker.
They have a mixtape.
Yeah, they have a mixtape for Smush Parker. Yeah, I seen that. It was really good.
Anyways. He was the most valuable player of his team.
Time out. One more thing. Somebody tweeted, y'all never seen LeVar Odom handle them rocks.
Yeah, that
nigga do be handling them rocks. I ain't gonna lie. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Kobe was the best player.
He was the most valuable player of his team, but didn't win MVPs because he was always a 7/6 seat.
Right.
Which, it hurts
DeMarcus Cousins. He was the most valuable player. Anthony Davis. He was the most valuable player. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's many cases of a valuable player that doesn't get MVP because their team sucks.
Yeah, there's so many cases. I mean, Tim Duncan should have been the MVP for the entire fucking 2000s, my nigga. Like, he was the best player. He was obviously the best player in the league for a while. And he's fighting with it fighting with it with Shaq. But he was the best player in the league. And he was never fighting with Dirk. Never.
Bro,
Dirk was never better than Tim Duncan.
No, I know. But Dirk from 2000 to 2011.
I'm saying best player in the league.
It's because his teams from 2000 to 2011.
I don't care. Best player in the league.
Okay.
He was never that.
No.
Tim Duncan, Kobe, Bron, Kawhi.
Back in.
KD. These are all players that were best players in the league.
Not until 2000s, though.
But I'm saying these are all players that were best players in the league. At a point.
Okay.
Tim Duncan probably, I think he was one of the longest running, but these are best players in the league, and I mean...
No, I understand where you're coming from. But yeah, it has to do with the best player on the best team.
Facts.
It's not the most valuable player to a team.
Because then all these fucking trash-ass teams with good players...
Kemba should be MVP. Should Kemba be an MVP?
No, he's not good enough to be an MVP. Exactly. LeBron on the Cavs should have won MVP every single year he was there.
Yeah, if we're doing that, then.
If that's what we're doing, you know
Which
what I'm saying.
A lot of LeBron stans like to argue
that's a fact.
It's not that. It's the best player on the best team, one or two.
I respect that argument, but I don't respect it at the same time because it's like, bro, like it best player on the best team. I don't respect the only MVP the. Russ's MVP is still a little questionable to me.
Yeah.
Still, to this day, is a little questionable to me because he wasn't the best player on the best team. He was the best player on his team. But that averaging a triple-double, that's the only time that I can think of that the media portrayed a narrative that ends up with an MVP.
And then the thing is,
never seen another situation like that.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, if we're going to just go by triple-doubles, he should have the MVP these three past years.
Yeah, but nah, bro. That was immediate.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But it's the best player on the best team.
Simple. That's what an MVP is.
Yeah. That's why in 2008 Kobe won it because he was a top team and he was the best player on the team.
We're done talking about this. Do we have anything else on the list? All right. Well, I want to introduce another area of our podcast. This is gonna close out our pod. Sorry, I'm just throwing this on you, but let's talk about, like, life events. Let's talk about some shit that's going on. Like, what's going on, like, in real life right now? Like, news
in
stories,
me?
Shit.
Oh, anything. I was about to say, I bought a house, guys.
Shut your ass up. Shut your ass up.
Okay, we could do, like, 5 minutes of
Just quick 2 or 3 minutes, because my computer's about to die anyway.
Mine is too. The rainforest, Amazon rainforest fire.
Fucking burning the fuck up.
Controversy.
Yeah, and I know.
What?
There was a lawsuit. They lost, and they're burning down the fucking forest. That's what they're saying. And that's why it's not getting no news coverage, because
there was supposedly a tribe in the Amazons that won a lawsuit against the Brazilian government. Next day that they went, like the next day after they won,
they went out there and started the fires. It's even been said by the villagers that allegedly.
We don't want. Hey man, if you're listening to this, we're just saying what has been told to us by the media
sources.
Sources, yep.
You know
sources.
What I'm saying? But yeah, man, like,
that's crazy.
That's really fucked up, bro. Like,
and that the thing is,
you
like,
realize that provides 20% of our oxygen.
The thing is too, like, we've seen what we've seen what like the Europeans did with coming to America with our Native Americans. Yeah. We've seen what they did when they're
and it's like
where they're sorry. Yeah, I was talking down.
Oh shit! All right, big dick, go ahead.
You already see me? Big dick hanging. Anyways, right. So we seen what they done to Mexico. The Spains came, beat up all the Aztecs, you know? So we've seen what...
I thought the Aztecs just disappeared.
I swear they got all killed by Spain.
But I swear that, like, mm-hmm. We got taught that they, like, fucking disappeared mm-hmm. and, like, walked away or some shit.
Nope.
They got their ass beat by Spain?
By Spain. By Hernandez Cortez came in. It's because they only had, like, 2,000 men, and then...
No, that was the Mayans that disappeared.
Yeah.
My bad, G.
Because the Aztecs had, like... a whole bunch of people, but they only had sticks and shit.
Let me respect your culture. My bad.
Anyways,
Mexican are on here.
What's it called?
That's rare.
Yeah, so we've seen like what shit like this causes like to our indigenous people.
Yeah, and so like, bro, I'm surprised that indigenous people haven't gone extinct in like in general.
Because
these motherfuckers have been slaughtering these people for years, and it's really getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
These people, like, they're not learning. Like, bruh, it's a known fact that the Amazon rainforest is 20% of our oxygen. Why the fuck are you fucking with that area, bro? Like, why? Like, for what reason? I feel like, for me, I feel like if you're going to cut down a tree in the Amazon rainforest, go plant a tree somewhere else. Like, stop disrespecting our planet, bro. Like, I say fuck this planet when I'm littering, but I'm not fucking cutting down trees, burning out shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that. And, like, bro, like, I hate, you know what I hate, though? I'm sorry, this is probably a tangent. I hate that people keep talking shit. Like, oh, you need to save the planet. We really need to save the planet. Okay, big dog, what's your plan? What's the plan?
Recycle.
The fuck are recycling gonna do, bro? What is recycling gonna do on a person-to-person level? What is one person stopping littering gonna do on a person to person level?
If everybody recycles, right?
What is one person?
Hold up.
What is 20,000 people?
Hold up. If there's a law or something that says we have to recycle, if not, you know, consequences or whatever, it's gonna stop. Cause you know you've seen the island of fucking plastic. It's gonna stop shit like that from happening.
How?
How? Cause our shit's not gonna go just waste it.
There's thousands of other countries, bro.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, the United States has, what, like, 350 million people?
Something like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, that would put a dent, but...
China. I believe China has a billion people.
Has 1 billion.
Yeah, a billion people.
Yeah.
They're not going to stop litter.
No, they're not going to stop killing whales and shit. Or is that Japan?
No disrespect to Chinese people. I fuck with y'all, actually.
I'm just...
But them Hong Kong niggas that's going in there? Bro, you know I got suspended on Twitter for talking about that? I was like, these niggas out here with sticks, I would have beat the fuck out them niggas. And I got suspended on Twitter for that. But I really would have beat the fuck out of them niggas. Like, them niggas was soft as shit. I would have beat the brakes. Bruh, them hands? These hands? Oh, man, these Asian niggas need to get them to the gym, bruh. Because ain't no way these niggas finna be beating me with sticks, bruh. I'm about to, go ahead, my bad, bro.
Yeah, that's a whole
another topic.
Thing, yeah,
but I beat the fuck out them niggas.
Let's just wrap up. What?
The microphone was not plugged in the whole time.
You're lying.
I am. Go ahead.
I was about to get so mad. Let's just go ahead and wrap it up. Sorry about the delay.
Yeah, it has been a minute. I wanted to give you guys a 2-hour podcast, but that's just not in the cards today.
There's not, again, there's not, you know, we're in the off season. There's not much that we can talk to.
Yeah.
Talk to you about. So
we're going to come with another one next week. Promise. Swear to hopefully. God. Hopefully. Pinky promise. No, wipe your nose.
It's just thank.
You had your finger. This nigga had his finger in a girl booty hole yesterday.
Hey man, keep it on down.
Nah, he fucked this girl and bro, chill out. Nah, yeah, man.
Let's wrap it up. what's it called? Go ahead and wrap it up. Sorry about the delay. It's the off season. We don't have much topics, but we're gonna try to, you know, do some more creative thinking podcast.
And it's one more month until the NBA
preseason.
And my birthday is literally damn near a month away. 35 days away. So we're definitely gonna be doing a podcast around that time.
And then after his birthday, mine's on October 29th. So hey man,
My nigga, you know who else's birthday is October 29th? My favorite nephew, my favorite cousin. No, his just January 29th. My bad. Go ahead.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. New episode next week.
Next week.
Keep on the lookout. Follow us on all of our social medias, which is...
at Meech Rose, MEECHROSE.
They should know how to spell your name by now.
They should, because it is definitely on the thing.
Uh-huh. Mine is at Big Yovani. You know how to spell it. If not, look at our title. You're gonna see.
It's there.
You guys have to follow our Twitter.
Please.
Lockdown Podcast. It's our Twitter. Come on, guys. We gotta get that shit up.
Man, and if you don't feel like looking it up, if you follow either of us, it's in our bio. So just please go follow it. If you guys follow it, we'll be way more active on it because we're not really that. I'm not active.
Yeah,
he is, maybe.
Somewhat. Yeah.
Please. We need... And on top of that, we want to follow you guys with it. You know what I'm saying? Because
we've seen people from all over the USA. I'm not trying to, like, toot my own horn, but we've seen people from the USA, from other countries...
Ireland.
...listening to us. So we want to interact with you guys. We want to know what you guys think of our podcast.
We want to know what you guys want to hear.
Yeah, yeah. So
you know what I'm saying?
Please let us know. Tell us what you guys want to hear so we can create the best content. Yeah, exactly. Anyways, let's go ahead and wrap it up. Because
we today are the Lockdown Podcast. Again, I'm Meech Rose. This is Big Yovani. And
we out. What to do, baby?
Yeah, we out.